This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Pull up a stool and join us. 585-866-4FAN. 866-4326. The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester.
Rochester Americans smack dab in the middle of a four-game road swing last weekend in Utica and Syracuse. And this upcoming weekend, a trip north of the border to take on Laval, looking up at the first place Amherst in the North Division. We welcome in Amherst head coach Mike Leone, good with his time to join us every week at this time on The Fan Rochester. Let's start with the performance from last Friday night. The team goes to Utica, a place where we've had a really, really good history, and fall just short in the shootout. Welcome back in, coach.
How are you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing great here. I think looking forward to a fun spring here. How do you view this past weekend, Coach? I mean, you do take two teams on the road, kind of going to overtime. I think a lot of teams would be like, okay, you know what? We got half the points this weekend, but you've raised the bar here. So how do you view this past weekend?
I look at the whole week. I think you look at the – even going back, we played a really, really good team in Wilkes-Barre on Wednesday. We had a great performance. I thought it was one of our better games for the season. And you know, you look at the weekend, it's if you win, you know, one of those in a shootout, you probably feel a little better. But once it gets down to the shootout, you anything can happen, especially in overtime. And we didn't come on the right side of it. But I actually really liked, I think we outshot Utica. I think the shots were 27-6 in the second and third period. And Syracuse is a really hard place to play. And, you know, we were up by a goal with, around 2 minutes. We lost the faceoff. They executed. Credit to them. But I look at the weekend, anytime you can get points in every game that you play, especially at this time of the year, is really important. And, you'd like to get a win out of one of those two games, but either way, it could have won either way when it comes down to overtime or shootout. But I really liked our effort and our play, and leads up to an extremely big this weekend.
Yeah, I want to talk a little bit about the matchup against Laval. We know that they're looking up at you guys in the standings, but just from an atmospheric kind of standpoint here, and based on what we've seen here over the last couple of months, there's kind of an anti-American sentiment north of the border, and you're going into Laval, and the team's nickname is literally the Americans. How do you think the team is going to be received, and do you use that? Is that a motivation tactic for some? I mean, I know that the team isn't made up of all American players, but is there something to that sentiment?
Anytime. I mean, it's you guys haven't been there, but it's an incredible it's like a mini Bell Center. I think they sell out every game. It's incredible atmosphere, and I just think it's a good, you know, you got to stick together as a group. There's a lot of ebbs and flows of the game. It's the energy in the building. The you know, we'll probably get booed after that. I'm sure there's a lot of stuff that's going to be going on, but it's just really important for our group to stick together, and you just got to play, and you got to have, I think our group has done a great job of, in, you know, if you look at our away record this year, we've played in a lot of tough buildings. We've been really good in Laval, and it's just, you got to have poise and composure in those situations to stay disciplined and especially stay out of the box and just stick together. And our guys have done a great job of that, of just playing and you know, one shift at a time mentality, and we're really looking forward to the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, they're passionate, they're knowledgeable up there, and maybe they do boo for things that are not related to hockey there, and just what, you know, what is on your chest there. But it's not like there aren't ties to their own country. I mean, they're knowledgeable. They know who's in between the pipes for Rochester, one of their own, and Devin Levi. Every time we have you on, Coach, we ask about Devin Levi, and now he gets another honor here, the AHL Goaltender of the Month, and just what he's meant to this program. Coach, I'm just kind of enjoying, like, every minute he takes the ice for your team because, well, I'm thinking that, you know, there will be a future where he's not going to be here in Rochester.
Yeah, no, he's been exceptional for our group. I mean, if you look at his, you know, we talked about the one game he got pulled, but that's going to happen in your career. It's not perfect, but he's done an incredible job for us, to keeping us in games and making saves when, you know, sometimes you need your goalie to make a save. And you know, you're not going to win too many games in any league if you don't have a goalie. And he's been a rock for us all year. He's done a great job. I know he'll have a lot of, you know, his agent and his family members are from there. I know the game means a lot to him. So, yeah, I know he's really excited. We're really excited. But he's putting a lot of work. His attitude has been great from day one. And we're definitely not where we're at without him.
Mike Leone, Rochester Americans head coach, joining us here in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia, the team in first place in the North Division. And, Coach, I don't know if it's hit yet or not, but I would imagine that in every season, a team gets into the what I call the doldrums of a season. And you've got about a month and a half left to go with a team that's played at a very high level up to this point of the season. Have they hit that doldrums section of the season yet, and how do you keep them engaged here down the final stretch, knowing that the postseason is up ahead?
Yeah, no, I don't think our group has. I mean, we've had some of the best practices of the year, you know, the last couple of weekends, and I think we don't have time to, you know, take, you know, days off or practices off or not be engaged in showing up every day to try to be at your best. You just look at our schedule this without looking too far ahead. I mean, we're probably playing it's probably the hardest schedule in the league right now of the teams we're going to play. Charlotte is, I would put them right up there as one of the hardest teams to play, the best checking teams. And then obviously Laval's really good. And then you have Providence coming in. It's a huge stretch of games for our group. And, you know, we've talked about it. Regardless of the outcome, we have to be, just as long as we're playing really good hockey in these playoff type games, like that's most important, because I think this stretch of games is going to benefit us in the long run. Even looking at the Syracuse game that we just played, it's probably the five toughest teams that check the most. Of you're going to play a playoff style game in each one of these games. And you obviously want to win these games, but it's also just to make sure we're playing really good hockey in these games and we're not going through stretches where we don't play to our standard and what we're capable of.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference, According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
There's this other thing going on in the NHL that, you have no control over, and that is the trade deadline. And, Coach, this is my opinion. If I had Kevin Adams on the show, I would say very sternly, leave us alone. Leave us alone here. Leave this Emmerich team alone. But, you know, you have a lot of talent. And maybe Kevin Adams' phone is ringing and asking about what would this take or what would this look like. How much, if at all, is that a distraction this week? And if it is in any way, how do you manage through this, Coach?
Honestly, it really hasn't been a distraction at all, to be quite honest with you. Like, our group is... I mean, unless you're around it every day, we just have an unbelievable group of veteran players, young players that are energetic and want to win. And I think the sole purpose of our, every day they show up for work is just to try to win and get better, win the day. And I it's a unique experience. I think when you go through seasons, you know, I was asking some, Vinny and Seamus and Pacer, they've played pro hockey a long time. You don't know how many chances you have to actually win. And that, I know some teams go into the season where, you know, you think you're going to be good, a playoff team, but there's very few teams that actually have a chance to win it. And I think we're one of those teams. We still have a long way to go and a lot of things have to go our way. But I think we haven't talked about it, but you just get the sense of guys know when we're playing these really good teams. Like Wilkes-Barre was a huge step for us. It's one of the top offensive teams in the league, and we won 5-2, and we really minimize them. So there's more at stake, where I think the guys are sensing it, like it's a special group. There's only one team at the end that's standing, but we feel like we have a group of guys that are capable of doing great things. It's just, we haven't thought about it, honestly. Unless there's conversations in the room, I haven't heard anything.
That's amazing. And do we know from above if, when you get past that trade deadline, I mean, this is down the road, but I mean, will there be some reinforcements potentially coming back to Rochester for down the stretch?
There's always a possibility. As of right now, I think there's always, at this time of the year, when you're talking to the management about, you want to make your, like I said, you only get so many opportunities. Like I said, I was talking to Shamo today. He played 9 years of pro hockey, and in the AHL, he felt one out of those 9 years, one time he actually had a chance to win. So it's hard to get to. So anytime you think you can improve your roster, I think there's a lot of things that, what has to happen, and there's certain players and certain teams that might be in the play. You just never know. there's always a possibility as of right now. No, but you never know.
Coach, one question for me about a player here, because there is a lot of talent, obviously. You're trusting the line with Isak Rosén and Brett Murray with Noah Oslin, and it's kind of paying off. Like 19 points over the last 18 games for rookie player. How is year number one here in the North American game going for Noah Oslin?
Yeah, he's... when you think about players of, when you watch the Four Nations event and you think about guys that, I'm not saying he's going to play in the Four Nations event or playing, but he's a player that can play in that type of environment. I probably haven't been around too many players that age, especially, he's 20 years old. He's all of his underlining numbers and his defensive metrics he's probably one of the best checking players in the league, and it's probably hard for some people to wrap their head around it because he's a really skilled player too, but he does everything right, and he's was going through a tough stretch to start the season, and I wouldn't even say it was a tough stretch. There's points are one thing, but the amount of offense he was driving and scoring chances he was created, it was just a matter of time. And he's plus 15-2, and he's getting a lot of hard matchups against really older defensemen in the league. And he's finding a way to produce. And, when he doesn't have the puck, he's extremely responsible. And we use him in all situations, like game situations. And he's a winning hockey player. He's every coach's, when you kind of want a player and how he should play. And he's one of those guys, so he's meant a lot to our group. And he has a lot of real leadership qualities for not really the most vocal guy, but just, how he carries himself and how hard he works every day. And we're going to need him to be really good in the final stretch, and I have no reason to think he won't be.
Well, Mike, we get excited more and more with each passing day down this final stretch about this team, and we're looking forward to seeing what you and the guys can come up with here down the final month and a half of the regular season. We know it starts with that weekend series north of the border at Laval this weekend. We'll be listening for it here on The Fan Rochester, and as always, we thank you for giving us some of your time this afternoon.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, guys. Thanks for all the support.
Yeah, you got it. Thanks, Coach.
Head Coach Mike Leone, Rochester American, stopping by. Yeah, Laval's going to be a test this weekend, but he's not wrong. I mean, when you look at this stretch of games here, you date it back to Saturday against Syracuse. Laval on Friday and Saturday. You'll hear all of this action on The Fan Rochester, by the way. Charlotte comes to Blue Cross Arena Wednesday. We know how tough they've always been. Providence comes in for a week from Friday, the St. Patrick's Irish night, right? And then the following Friday, another matchup against Charlotte before going to Syracuse on Saturday, March 22nd. This stretch here, the beginning of March through the middle of March, is a playoff primer.
It is. But you know what? You look at it's something like 8 of the last 11 games are at home. This just lines up nicely. If you can kind of get through this stretch in March, boom. There's no reason that not only can you not win the division, you can win the regular season crown, and you have the home ice for however long you go here.
Yeah.
I am going on Wednesday night next week, by the way. I'm long overdue, so.
Sweet.
Yeah, that's, I love going, like, the, supporting the team here and everything, and encourage everybody to support our local teams.
Yeah, Mike Leone, great with his time, always joining us here Tuesdays at this time to give us a little recap on the Amerks.
Meanwhile, back to the Buffalo Sabres here just for a second. Did you see this?
No.
Okay, so let's get off of the Sabres asking for season ticket dollars that you're just not willing to hear it right now. Let's talk about what's going on tonight. It's Bills night at the arena there. You got to get the ice ready. Mike Danger, who's driving the Zamboni right now?
Oh, Deion Dawkins.
No.
Oh. Well, he likes to drift. I thought that would be an obvious
choice.
Guess
another one. The topic here is, who is this guy really?
Sean McDermott is driving the Zamboni.
Sean McDermott is your Zamboni driver right now.
It's the first time in my life I think I've been jealous of Sean McDermott.
He's got this big S eating grin.
I would too.
Yeah.
I would too. I've always wanted to do it. I remember growing up, basically growing up in ice rinks. You know, like you always look at the kid that was older than you when you're playing youth hockey, the kid that was in high school that somehow scored a part-time job and he's driving the Zamboni like a cool guy around the ring. I'm like, I want to drive the Zamboni. That looks like fun. Never had the chance to do it. Still looks like fun. Look at Sean McDermott. Good for him.
I want the review. Did he nail it? How bad was he on that?
I mean, if you can mow a lawn, I could imagine you got to be able to drive a Zamboni.
No. I think somebody could correct us on that. Like, first of all, you're driving on ice.
Right.
You've got to pump the thing there, make sure you're laying down the proper
amount. All right, maybe if you can snowblow a driveway, can you drive a Zamboni?
Put it this way. Could you nail it the first time? Probably not.
I would agree with you on that. It would probably take a few reps. But I have to believe that there are some similarities there. I just look at the patterns. Like, I always after you mow your lawn, you're having your lawnmower beer, and you're having a couple of beers maybe, and you're tipping them back, and you're just kind of looking and admiring the work you just did. And you're like, hey, I got lines. Look at the lines. The lines are great. I see the same thing when I look at the Zamboni driver. Like, oh, yeah, look at that. Perfect coverage. No overlap, no puddling, no ponding. Just a well-executed sheet. Well done. I think that would take a few reps. I don't know. But I'm kind of jealous of Sean McDermott right now. I've never said that on this show.
No, you haven't.
I would like to drive a Zamboni. That'd be a lot of fun.
Fans, come on out tonight and watch Sean McDermott drive the Zamboni. You may don't pay any attention to the Sabres on the ice. In the between the games, just stick around between the games.
So that had to be a dry run, right? Like, that's the thing that they'll do between intermissions tonight. Is you mentioned that McDermott and Bean would do their, like, Queen of England wave as they're, you know, showcased on Bills night here at the arena. But put McDermott on the Zamboni so he can literally do the Queen of England wave.
I would say it's 4 o'clock on a game night. You're Sean McDermott, even in the off season, right? That's a little early to go down there and be doing this stuff. Now I got to tune in tonight just to see if he's actually going to be on this thing.
No.
Or if he's just going to go for the ride and just kind
of
wave.
I could see him going for the ride and doing the Queen of England wave, the beauty pageant wave. I could definitely see McDermott or Bean doing that. And if Shakir is still in town, you have him up in the box and everybody's going to go nuts for him. It feels like a win. San Jose is not great. They won last night. The win last night, I think, was their first in 8 games, something like that. So the Sabres, you need to perform. Come out strong against San Jose. Don't come out sleepy. That's the worst.
Okay, so San Jose, 27 times they've played in Buffalo. Sabres record at home against San Jose, 23-3-1.
Feels like a win.
Feels like a win tonight.
Yeah. Whereas Montreal the last 2 nights felt like the last 2 games felt like a loss. Tonight feels like a win. Go get them. You'll hear the action tonight here on the Fan Rochester just after 7 o'clock.
I can't wait actually for Friday. Amerkson Laval.
Oh,
like I'm hoping if Andrew's on the call, I just want to hear the reaction there. It is going to feel like us versus them.
It is us versus them. I mean, this is where we're at right now. I mean, it's almost like there's a new Cold War brewing. Much like we had back in the 80s. I mean, is Devin Levi, we can't really call him our version of Rocky, but he's wearing the Amherst crest. I mean, you're going into enemy territory.
You see, like, all the possibilities here, because then, all right, if you are a Canadian reporter, aren't you going to Devin Levi and you're saying, hey, tell me about what's on your chest there? I mean, like, Warren Kolzel, buddy, I don't envy your job this week.
I just don't. You know what? We go to sports to avoid all of this, right?
Correct.
So I just don't want, I don't want the media to kind of add fuel to that fire. Are they going to boo the national anthem? Yeah. Okay.
Are they going to boo the Rochester Americans?
Yes.
Of course.
Yes, they will. Okay. Not everything has to be politicized, especially sports. Leave sports alone. We know what happens when sports get political. We've seen it. We remember it. I don't want to go back there. It's much more enjoyable this way. Can we enjoy it the way it is right now?
Instead of leave Britney alone. Leave sports alone, Danger. Leave it alone.
Correct. Hey, we've got to take a break and come back with our bold predictions for the 2024 NFL season. We are looking back at the predictions we made before the season started, grading our performance on our bold predictions?
Do you want another listener one? Pick behind door number one, door number two, or door number three?
Let's go with door number three again.
That is from Beauty Bets. he knew this was coming. He was looking at his social. This is Beauty's predictions, bold predictions. Anthony Richardson plays all 17 games. The Colts win the AFC South. Aaron Rodgers plays all 17 games, and the Jets win the AFC East.
Well, I mean, we were all high on Anthony Richardson going into last year, but now he's going to be competing for a starting job. Rodgers did play all 17 games, if I'm not mistaken. Did he miss time last year? He did. Did he miss time? I don't remember him missing time.
All right, so maybe we give him a half point on
okay.
that.
Yeah. Well, we'll get to our bold predictions and make fun of ourselves. We also had the artificial intelligence give us a rating on our performance from our 2024 bold predictions in the NFL. And we'll quickly get to some NFL news and notes from today, including Saquon Barkley becoming the highest paid running back in NFL history and what that might mean for the Buffalo Bills running back James Cook. All on the way, along with your calls at 866-4326, 866-4FAN.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.